with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives, from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. I'm Barbara Sullivan. For the cricket fans out there listening to AbleQuest, our guest today would need no introduction once you hear his familiar voice. That voice belongs to the much-respected sports commentator Jim Maxwell. Another hat Jim wears is president of the Primary Club of Australia. The club is a charities charity, meaning that funds raised are made available to other registered charities to enable the purchase of sporting and recreational facilities for all people with disabilities. The patron and 12th man is former Australian cricket captain Mark Taylor, who assumed the role after Richie Beno died in 2015. Jim recently suffered a stroke, which has taken him off the air during recuperation, but he was happy to join us to talk with Marnie Roper about the Primary Club and its upcoming event at the SCG. Jim Maxwell, thank you very much for joining us on 2RPH today, and a general welcome back to radio. It was wonderful to hear you commentating the cricket again this summer after your spell away, and now I think we've caught you in rehab, is that right?
Well, somewhere between one and the other, because there's ongoing procedures involved with something like this. This is where it's at the moment, and hopefully the doctors have got it right, and I'll be okay after this next procedure, which comes about as a result of having that stroke back in August. It's like an old car, you know, and it needs a bit of servicing every now and then, and that's where I'm at, so hopefully they can get it right.
I'm sure they have, and we wish you well. Now, we've introduced you into the AbleQuest program as the president of the Primary Club of Australia. Can you tell us exactly what it is and when it started?
Well, the Primary Club came out of an English idea because they've had a Primary Club for a lot longer than we have. John Irby and Peter Howarth established the Primary Club of Australia to support the disabled in 1974. In England, a similar club is for the support of the visually impaired or the blind, it was known at the time. The idea is basically, and without making it too complicated for everyone to follow, that every time a test player gets a first ball duck, gets out the very first ball he faces, is otherwise known as a primary, people donate. And in the case of Australia, we're now $10 for every duck primary scored by an Australian man or woman. So we've spread the net and given ourselves a chance to gather a few more acorns for the disabled. And that's the basis of the donation, apart from a subscription that all the members pay and some consideration for the various events that we put on during the year to try and raise more funds for the various projects that people put up to us, unlike a number of other charities where there may be a specific need in terms of, you know, the McGrath Foundation with the breast care cancer nurses. In our case, we really rely on people making submissions to us with good cause to show that they need money from us that they can't get from government sources in particular, and that we do our best to fund it as well as we can, from anything like wheelchairs for the disabled, places where there's therapy or help for those that are coming out of some kind of disability and they need recovery, and putting in some funding for building projects or for very specific projects in playgrounds and other places that may need assistance. It's a fairly diverse collection of charities that get supported by the Primary Club, and we've been going strongly for over 40 years now and would have handed out $7 or $8 million in funds. So that's essentially the nature of it. It's sport-based, cricket-based, and the game of cricket, as it turns out, through other people's misfortune, we've got a hand delivering to everyone else around the place, because those ducks may not be much fun for the Australian cricketers, but they turn out to be very useful in terms of donating a vast amount of money to good causes.
And I noticed when I looked through the list of some of the recent ones, a couple there were people that we've interviewed on AbleQuest. One was Sailability and the other one was Blind Cricketers for their special balls. So it was interesting to see that we too have taken an interest in them. Yeah. Now, how does someone become a member?
Well, I suppose anyone who's played cricket would have had the misfortune of being out for a first ball duck at some stage, but that's not a prerequisite to joining. We have well over 1,000 people, one way or another, who have joined the club and just out of the generosity of them wanting to contribute, and some others who contribute on a wider basis because they're Golden Duck members and they give it $1,000 a year towards the primary club. So we've got some special category members in that case, but generally for most of the rest who by word of mouth have heard of what we do and the good causes we support, they supply a $50 contribution by way of a membership fee every year.
And I understand that the fee basically covers admin costs and then the major fundraising is through your fining system. Is it compulsory if you get fined?
No, it's not compulsory, but it's just an indication to those that wish to support us more than beyond the administration cost that this is an idea for the contribution, and then most people follow that. They can give $50, $100. Sometimes the fines add up to even more than that. So it's very good if we get that support. And we also raise funds through special events, particularly marathon cricket, which is coming up at the SCG.
Mm. I believe that also during the Ashes, which is coming up at the end of the year, the Ashes series, a special challenge is made to the English Primary Club. Is that right?
Yes, we sort of have a reciprocal agreement. So it's not only our own players who cause a donation to be made, but if English players get out for a primary, then there's another way of between our charity and theirs of having a little bit of competition and in the process raising more funds because of other people's misfortune in getting out for a
primary. I hope that's a bigger fine.
Well, we could make it pounds instead of dollars, and that would certainly be a little bit more than it is, even allowing for the exchange rate falling back a bit in our favour at the moment.
Yes, exactly. And do the English team, they have to pay as well, or the English primary club?
Yes, I think that's the plan at any rate. I think the English primary club tend to raise most of their funds by other means. I mean, we've concentrated on this, a voluntary fine, a donation for some time now as a way of raising some extra funds.
As you said, your signature event is coming up on Thursday the 16th and Friday the 17th of February, the annual marathon cricket at the Sydney Cricket Ground. This is a big 2 days, isn't it? Can you talk us through it? How do you get teams?
Well, it's not hard to get people to play at the SCG. It's the dream of everyone. A bit like a religious convert going to Mecca and Jerusalem, I suppose, to want to play cricket, the SCG. And we get a lot of requests from club teams to play on the first day, and the second day is more corporate in order to really raise more funds from having the corporates play. So what we've been able to do, thanks to the generosity of the SCG originally when Rodney Cavalier was the chairman and now Tony Shepherd, is run quick cricket matches where you get to face two overs each if you're a batting pair. And they're like 20 over games, really, I suppose. So we start at 7 in the morning and through till 10 at night over 2 days. And you can fit a lot of cricket matches in those hours. And we hope to raise 50 to 100,000 out of that exercise. You know, there's obviously a cost involved in having the matches staged there, but we don't have any problem in getting volunteers to umpire. And certainly we get more players than we can accommodate over the 2 days you want to play.
Oh, that's marvellous, isn't it? Day and night, that's incredible. And I noticed that last year one of the highlight matches was between the Maasai Warriors and the Sydney Swans. That must have been a fun game.
It was. Just the colour, the presence of the Maasai Warriors, having them here from Nairobi, from Kenya, really added something to the occasion, as it did for a number of other charities and organisations who had the opportunity to host the Maasai Warriors. And through them being involved, it attracted, you know, more people to turn up at the ground to watch. And we had this sort of celebrity all-stars around the Sydney Swans. And we had also a number of other well-known sports stars, cricket, rugby league and Australian rules who were involved in this exercise. So having their support has been very helpful. But yeah, the Maasai Warriors was a good magnet to attract people to the event.
And you have some interesting teams playing this year?
We're going to have some celebrity teams again, a mix of the footballers and some cricketers. So that's the plan. If we can put together this celebrity match, then that's another way of not only some key people on board with us to support the day, but to attract people to come along and have a look for a gold coin donation or whatever. There's plenty of room out there at the SCG.
Anyone can come along, can they?
Oh, yes, more than welcome on those 2 days, 16 and 17 of February. That match will be on the first day.
As well as the cricket on the SCG, I know that you hold the Sir Roden Cutler Award Dinner. What's this award?
This has been going for some time now, and we've been giving an award to a variety of people we think have earned this Distinguished Disabled Sporting Award, with the Liesl Tesch, the most recent recipient, who was enrolled in the Paralympics. She's been a sailor. She's been involved in basketball, and previously we'd have a number of people like Kurt Fernley. He's probably one of the best known of the disabled athletes, yes, Paralympians, who's received the Roden Cutler Award. And at the moment there are five people in contention for the award, which will be announced at a dinner on the evening of the event at the SCG. We're trying to encourage and support as many disabled athletes as possible and to recognise them in this way, which we've done for more than 20 years now.
And how does a charity get funds from you, and do you require the funds to be used for a specific purpose?
Oh, well, clearly it has to be supporting the disabled, and normally there's a little bit of a sporting flavour to it, but not necessarily. And that tends to be a reasonable hook to get people who want to have their causes supported to send us a proposal. But as I've said before, we're not specific in giving money to any particular organisation. It's really up to those that feel there's a gap in the funding need to supply us with some information about what they require, and we do our best to support them. Many, many years ago, probably the most significant project we funded was a hydrotherapy pool at the Royal North Shore Hospital, but unfortunately, that's gone west with the redevelopment out of the hospital. But those kind of projects have been about funding good causes for a long time.
And so you mentioned that you're hoping to raise quite a lot of money just in the marathon event. How much do you think you raise in a year overall?
Well, we like to think we can raise between $100,000 and $200,000 in the course of a year, but that fluctuates a bit depending on the success of the functions. We have a golf day and a big breakfast at the SCG on the first day of the test match. And of course, as I mentioned, those donations that people provide by way of a voluntary fine is kicking the cause along too. So we're aiming high, but we realise that it's a fairly competitive business out there for everyone's generosity these days. So many people striving to get volunteers and funding from the community, and we like to think that we're offering an important slice in all of that, in what we can provide to various organisations who need the funds.
And how can listeners contact you to either become members or request funds?
Best to get on the website, the Primary Club. You just get into your Google and hit Primary Club of Australia, you'll find your way through. Support us by coming along to things like the marathon cricket on the 16th and 17th of February at the SCG.
Well, as a cricket fan, I will now have very mixed feelings about a golden duck. So thank you for joining us, Jim, and we wish you well for a successful marathon cricket event on the 16th and 17th of February.
Yes, well, I hope that the fans who are listening, you're not going to have a bad run like Greg Chappell did years ago when he got 7 in a row. But if you happen to have that misfortune, just remember how generous you might be able to be in terms of supporting the disabled.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology and initiatives. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.